Alright folks, welcome back to Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation. Your daily dose of inspiration, delivered with a side of real talk and maybe a dash of humour. Today we're diving deep into something super important, something that can change the game both on and off the field, emotional intelligence. Now, I know what you're thinking, emotional intelligence, isn't that just for, like, sensitive types? Nope. It's the secret sauce to success in any walk of life, whether you're aiming for an Olympic gold medal or just trying to nail that big presentation at work. Ever feel like you're riding a rollercoaster of emotions? Like one minute you're on top of the world and the next, bam. You're facing a total meltdown. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that understanding your own emotions is like having a cheat code for life? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you build your emotional intelligence through self-awareness. First up, pay attention to those internal cues. We're not just talking about the obvious stuff: anger, sadness, joy. I'm talking about the subtle shifts in your energy, those little whispers from your gut feeling. Ever notice how knots starts tightening in your stomach before a big meeting? That's your body sending you a signal. Learning to recognize these cues is like having an early warning system for potential emotional landmines. Next, don't judge your feelings. Just because you feel something doesn't mean it's good or bad, right or wrong. It's simply information. Think of emotions as colors on a palette. They all have a place and purpose. Feeling anxious before a big game? That nervous energy can actually fuel some killer performance. Acknowledging those feelings without judgment is the first step to mastering them. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to the present moment without getting caught up in the past or future worries. It's like hitting the pause button on your mental chatter and simply observing your thoughts and feelings as they arise. There are tons of simple mindfulness exercises you can try: deep breathing, meditation, even just taking a few moments to really savor your morning coffee. You'd be surprised how much this little shift can make a difference. Number 4. Get curious about your triggers. What sets you off? What situations where people tend to evoke strong emotional reactions in you? Understanding your triggers allows you to navigate them more effectively and avoid unnecessary stress. It's like having a map that helps you steer clear of those emotional potholes. And finally, don't forget the power of self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has moments of weakness. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Remember, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way, but with consistent effort, you can become a master of your own emotions. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're about to give a big presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and that familiar voice in your head starts whispering, "That's what if I forget what to say? What if everyone thinks I'm an idiot?" This is a classic example of emotional hijacking. But here's the thing. By practicing self-awareness, you can take control of those feelings. You can recognize that anxiety as it arises and choose how to respond. Take a few deep breaths, acknowledge your nervousness without judgment, and remind yourself of all the preparation you've done. Channel that nervous energy into passion and focus, and remember, everyone gets butterflies sometimes. This journey isn't about becoming emotionless robots, far from it. It's about learning to harness those emotions, using them as fuel for growth and success. By becoming more self-aware, you gain the power to choose your reactions, navigate challenges with grace, and build stronger relationships. Remember, folks, emotional intelligence is a superpower, one that can transform every aspect of your life. So keep practicing, keep learning, and most importantly, keep striving for excellence both on and off the field. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little boost of motivation. And if you're digging what we're doing here, leave us a review, it really helps us spread the word. Until next time, keep pushing those limits, stay hungry, and remember, your best is yet to come.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.